Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how we are all interested in better health through exercise and healthy eating. My guest this evening is Denise Furco Adams, a licensed dietitian nutritionist with a Master of Science in Public Health. She was the first program manager for Health Starts in the Kitchen at Cedar Crest College, a unique grant-based initiative to provide nutrition education and cooking skills to the community. The Pennsylvania Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics selected her for its top award, 2018 Outstanding Dietitian of the Year. It is a pleasure to welcome Denise Furco Adams to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Denise Furco Adams.
Why, thank you, Eleanor. It is such a pleasure to be here, and I love all the work you are doing in this area.
Oh, thank you. And tell me, Denise, how did you become interested in to become a dietitian and a nutritionist?
Well, honestly, the real reason I became a dietitian is that my family has a terrible history, like many other families, of disease, and it's chronic disease. So heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer. And I really wanted to see what could I do to help prevent those diseases.
And what did you learn along the way that inspired you?
Well, when I first moved to the Lehigh Valley, I'm originally from the Pittsburgh area, I discovered that this is one of the highest areas for heart disease in our state. And so I reached out to many cardiologists, and this was 30-some years ago, and I received very little response from them for my services. So then I started going directly to companies. So much of my work was with corporations and health promotion and wellness.
So the doctors weren't as interested, but corporations
yes.
seem to be more so.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Well, this was also 30 years ago.
Right.
So things have really changed.
You're right.
Yes. So, but again, I was just so passionate that people could be doing more things to keep themselves out of the hospital through lifestyle, through eating, through exercise.
Well, you know, it's very, very important that we talk about this because there's so much now about how we can improve and expand our longevity. And there's much talk about exercise, going to the gym, et cetera, and also about food and vitamins and different ways to supplement your diet so that you can, quote unquote, live to be 120 years.
That's right. That's right. And what you're saying reminds me that Mark Twain once said, be careful that you don't die of a misprint, because there is so much information out there. You have to make sure you get the right information. So registered dietitian, nutritionist, have a 4-year college degree, which Cedar Crest actually is the only program in the Lehigh Valley that has a program for a 4-year undergrad program for dietitians. And then you must complete an internship and pass a national exam. So you want to make sure you get the right information on food and nutrition from a registered dietitian.
And, you know, it's very important because when we first met, I thought you were a dietitian. But you've informed me that it's not only a dietitian, but it's nutrition. It's a dietitian nutrition.
That's right. Our title is RDN for registered dietitian nutritionist. And we also use LDN, meaning we are licensed in the state of Pennsylvania as a health provider. So a licensed dietitian nutritionist. You know, you don't want to just get information from your hairdresser or for somebody that's calling themselves a, quote, coach, because they may not have that same 4-year training in chemistry and biology and physiology that dietitians go through.
So in your experience, what have you been discovering in the Valley? What have you seen in terms of illness or some things that can be helped with better nutrition and better dietary work?
Well, one of the reasons why I loved the program Health Starts in the Kitchen, I helped launch the grant, and was really to pull in chefs, dietitians, and other food experts to teach people how to cook more healthfully in the kitchen. Healthy food can taste delicious and be good for you. And I think that's such an important part of our lives to focus on. And if you look at the community today, so many people are not cooking. They're doing everything possible to not pick up a knife and chop their vegetables.
When I was first married, I would have loved to have a program like yourself, because when I got first married, I knew nothing about cooking, because my mother had always coached me that I was to do my studying, get my degree, get married, and my husband would take care of me. So when I got married, I knew nothing about cooking in the kitchen.
Oh, my. Well, I could relate. I can tell you, in high school, I remember trying to cook scrambled eggs for my brothers, and I could not do it. So I did really learn through college.
Oh, wonderful. So let's talk about, what has been your experience with, we think about cooking, but we don't necessarily think about it as being healing or healthy. We think about, good recipes, good gravy, good meat. But how do we relate it to our health and well-being?
Well, it is so important that Americans really start putting more color on their plate. Now, half of your plate should be covered with fruits and vegetables, and just a quarter of the plate with grains and with that protein, that chicken or salmon or whatever you're planning to prepare. So it's a different way of thinking it. People will comment when they come to my house for dinner, so I'll have to have you over for dinner, but they will comment about how beautiful the plate is.
So, give an example what a plate would look like for a dinner that you're preparing, either for your family or for company.
Well, one of my favorites is grilled salmon. If I send my husband to the store for fish and he comes and I tell him, oh, just get what you want, and he brings me tilapia or flounder, I'm like, oh, I need my omega-3 fatty acids. I was hoping for
some salmon
or tuna or swordfish. But a dinner that we just did is we sauteed some swordfish and we tossed it with peppers and onions. And I served some fresh corn on the cob on the side. And it was perfect. And if you want to, you could also then grill a little pineapple. Take that pineapple and wash it first. You must wash it. And then you make spears out of it and throw it on the grill. You could add a little bit of maple syrup, just a little bit.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds wonderful. I think there are going to be people who are going to want an invitation to your home. And how about helping people with high cholesterol or heart problems, physical problems, with the use of food to back up whatever their doctors have told them?
Well, it's really important that you know your numbers. So you want to know your total cholesterol. You want to know your good cholesterol, what we call it, happy HDLs. You want to know your lousy LDLs and triglycerides. So it's really important that you look at adding in that seafood, adding in the fiber, and the fruits and vegetables.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And my guest this evening is Denise Furco Adams, who has a Master of Science in Public Health and is a licensed dietitian nutritionist. She was the first program manager for Health Starts in the Kitchen at Cedar Crest College, which is a unique grant-based initiative to provide nutrition education and cooking skills to the community. She was the winner for the Pennsylvania Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, who selected her for its top award, 2018 Outstanding Dietitian of the Year. So we were talking about, what other things can good nutrition help us with our families?
Well, it is so important that families actually dine together, and parents can ideally involve their children in the meal planning and in the meal preparation. But there were some really interesting studies. One was done by the National Center for addiction and substance abuse. And they found that teenagers who had dinner two times or less with their families were twice as likely to be at risk for substance abuse, for drinking alcohol, for smoking, for doing drugs. So just having that family time just shows you how critical it is.
So it's important whether you feel you're a good cook or not to make time for family togetherness at mealtime, and also to learn how to improve your skills.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, the children are learning social skills, they're learning language, and it's really important that you shut off the TV. No telephones at the cell phones at the table. And parents could play a really important role. You know, you should not be making your children clean the plate. You instead teach them to respect the feelings of hunger and fullness.
Oh, well, that's interesting. You mean we don't have to belong to the clean plate club?
That's right. We no longer need the clean plate club. And the parents should also not clean the plate, because that will be a problem.
And you're not talking about brushing it off. You're talking about consuming it.
That's right. That's right.
So how about teaching the kids to participate in the meal preparation?
Yes, I mean, that's Cedar Crest College, the Health Starts in the Kitchen program, actually has some chefs that are teaching parents how to do just that, how to sneak some vegetables into those recipes and involve the kids in making them. But it's a great idea. They can be washing the fruits and vegetables and learning about food safety. They could be helping to slice things under parental control. You know, so it's important.
And when they're participating, then it's more likely that they're going to be eating what they prepared.
That's right. Absolutely. And we had a chef teaching how to make crepes recently at Cedar Crest. And Cedar Crest will invite in some teenagers who are interested in food, in the food profession or dietetics, to come for free to some of their classes if there's space. Oh. And we had a teenager who came in, and then she went home and made crepes the next day for her family.
That is wonderful. Well, you know, we're going to talk in the second half of the program. I want to talk about how good nutrition and nutrition can help to protect the health and well-being of all family members when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY. Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening, I'm talking with Denise Furco-Adams, who is a program manager for Health Starts in the Kitchen at Cedar Crest College. She was the recipient of the Pennsylvania Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics Award for Outstanding Dietitian of the Year for 2018. And we're talking about ways that we can use, practical ways that we can use in our own kitchens and our own lifestyle to incorporate food and food planning and dietary planning in our own kitchens so that we can create stronger families and healthier selves. How about that?
Why, hello again. Yes, it's really important that families plan their meals and eat together. And then there's also looking at what you're eating at work and work sites. And that's where much of my experience has been in corporate health promotion. I worked with many companies like Bethlehem Steel, so maybe some of the listeners work there and remember the programs, and Lehigh University. And I would do team-based health campaigns.
Give me an example of what you mean by team-based health campaigns.
Well, we would have maybe 200 people in a program, and they would be on teams of 2 to 6 people, and they would earn points if they came to the weekly sessions, if they exercised. And it was so much fun. They really had tremendous outcomes.
And also nutrition was part of this.
Oh, yes. I would do weekly sessions for them, including cooking demonstrations at times. And we had such great success. On average, people would lose about 1 pound per person per week. And we were able to document people that lowered their blood pressure after 10 weeks and that reduced their cholesterol after 10 weeks.
That's amazing.
And at least starting to get on that road, yes. So, you know, people don't have to lose 50 pounds of weight to reduce their blood pressure.
How much do they have to use?
Well, it's usually they say 5 to 10% of your body weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, it might be just as little as 10 to 20 pounds to really see, to start seeing health changes.
Well, I think that's very exciting. Can you give us some examples of the teamwork that you found that was successful in helping people lose you know, 1 pound a week? That's very good.
It is.
Because I know I gave up going onto the scale. I would work very hard and be very, very good and, you know, and try to be very faithful to whatever program I was on. And I would go on the scale and nothing happened. So well, I gave up the scale.
Well, sometimes it's not good to weigh yourself each week. And it will sometimes take longer for your body to actually change. And so what happened, very often men lose weight more quickly because they have more muscle mass. And they have not the experience of dieting, so they haven't messed with their metabolism. Now, here's the good news about having some extra weight. If a man and a woman were in a canoe and it overflows, it turns over, the woman's going to live longer because she has more body fat. So I always like to work in some positive reasons why it's okay to have that extra weight. But no, what I was really doing was changing kind of the health culture at the work site, and we would do 10-week fitness campaigns, 10-week holiday campaigns, and then teaching people how to cook as well. And how to plan. Yes, you need to have the basics in your pantry. You need to have good knives.
Okay. You know? Good knives.
Good knives and a cutting board, because if you have a dull knife and you're trying to slice that carrot or tomato, it's not going to work.
Although today we have these new grinders and spiralers, et cetera, that do the work for us.
So. Well, that's true, but I think about that. For me, slicing is like stress management. Whenever I'm like so stressed out, all I want to do is go home and make up a quick chicken stir fry and chop those carrots and chop that broccoli and get it in the pan sizzling and add that fresh ginger and fresh garlic, and I could just smell it right now.
You know? I'm smelling it myself. Yeah. So what you're saying is it's the it's not using all of the modern tools that are quote unquote making life easier. What you're saying, this participation in the chopping and cooking process also gives you relaxation and a feeling of joy and empowerment.
Absolutely. All you need is like an 8 or 10 inch chef knife and a good paring knife, and you can make most of the recipes that you see.
Now, what have you found as most effective? Do you find the DASH program? And could you tell us again what
the
DASH program is?
Sure. The dietary approach to stop hypertension is a study that's been done a long time ago. And it has been shown in 2 weeks to help lower blood pressure. So then they have extended it for diabetes, for heart disease. And it's really, you know, of course, if any of your listeners are on medications and under a physician's care, they should always talk to their physician first. But it's very high in whole grains, 7 to 8 servings a day, Fruits and vegetables, 8 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and these are ideally fresh fruits and vegetables. 2 or 3 dairy products, so we make sure we get our calcium and our vitamin D. And then just about 6 ounces of meat. That's where most Americans don't like to hear about the DASH. But it does include nuts and seeds and those, you know, those
and
are part
of the diet.
And what
about things like, when you say nuts and seeds, what mm-hmm. about things like almond butter or peanut butter?
Yes,
or
yes.
Or cashew butter.
Those would all count. Again, you don't want to overdo it. I was just reading an article about hummus. And everybody loves hummus, and they feel it's so good. But it is high in fat because there's oil in there. So you shouldn't eat the whole container yourself. And you should dip fresh carrots or celery in it. That's the better alternative than having more bread or starches with it.
So you mentioned that the DASH program consists of fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Give us an example of a DASH dinner menu.
A good idea for a DASH dinner menu. Well, I think ideally going back, I lean towards that seafood. So if you had fresh salmon that you grilled or sautéed or roasted in the oven with some foil.
What about microwaving?
You may also microwave that. Yes, that's another good choice. And you could serve that on some steamed spinach. You could be adding other vegetables with that, either sweet potato or roasted red potatoes. And then again, working in some fruit with it.
As a dessert.
As a dessert is a great idea. So, mm-hmm. you know, baked apples, you could grill peaches, or just a fresh fruit salad is also really refreshing. And watermelon is also, your melons are just fabulous, and watermelon is really a great fruit as well.
So if we concentrate, quote unquote, on the DASH program, it's a very healthy way of lowering blood pressure.
Yes, because it's low in sodium, it's high in potassium. So it's going to help. And you have your calcium in there. And all those things help balance your blood pressure.
And, you know, there's a big wave on the market of yogurt. And we see,
oh, yes.
And some we see 2% and some mm-hmm. we see 5%. And do we go for the 5% or the 2% or the no percent?
So my philosophy on yogurt is I like to go for the Greek yogurt.
Yes.
Because in a 6 or 7 ounce serving, you will have 20 grams of protein. That's enough for really a meal. So you're getting a good shot of protein. It's high in calcium. I like to do the 2% because what I find is it's more satisfying, and I will be satiated longer. I won't be as hungry for as long as if I have a low fat food.
And there seems to be more of an inclination to move away from the idea that fat is bad. It's a question of healthy fat.
Correct. Yes. You will find most dietitians tend to be very moderate because we want to see the science before we make claims for. We're not jumping on the latest bad wagon, by which I recently read something about that fasting's the new way to lose weight. And I think that's the worst idea ever because it's going to stress out your body. If someone's on medications, what are they going to do? You have to take those medications with food. And it's just not teaching the proper balanced way to be eating.
Now, tell me, do you have a website where people can get in touch with you?
Yes, I do.
Or an email? Could you tell us your website?
Sure. My website is wellnesspress.com, and my email is Denise with a C, D-E-N-I-C-E, at wellnesspress.com.
Ah, Denise with a C.
Yes, a nurse put it on my birth certificate, and my mom loved it, so... Think of it as Denise, yeah.
I think that's a good way to look at it. So what you're advocating is a program like the DASH. What about the Atkins program?
I prefer more moderate approaches like a Mediterranean style of eating.
And what would a Mediterranean style? Can you give us an example of, let's say, a dinner Mediterranean style?
So I just came back from a tour of Italy, and I can tell you it was a food and culinary tour, and very often you will find, again, big on the fresh seafood that was just caught from the ocean. You will find the vegetables. And surprisingly, I found they did not use as much garlic as I expected in Italy. But, you know, the zucchini, the squashes, the zucchini flowers, they use everything. And then a very moderate amount of rice or potatoes, again, with that.
So they have the vegetable, the protein, and they also have a grain.
And a grain. And then sometimes, too, they're using the legumes like lentils. They're great to serve seafood on top of a bed of lentils.
Somehow, when I think of Italy, I think of spaghetti. And you didn't mention spaghetti.
Well, we did get involved in making our own pasta, so that was a lot of fun. And everything is just so fresh. It's very different, the flour they're using. And, of course, they're using lots of fresh herbs and making pesto.
And what are you saying about the flour that they're using? How is it different?
It is higher in protein. I don't have the direct breakdown in front of me, but it was, again, moderate portions. They're not eating an enormous size of those. So I think of Lydia Bastianich, and she opened the center for Cedar Crest College. She came and did an opening for us.
Wonderful. I want to thank you, Denise Virko Adams, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that good health and long life begins in the kitchen. We need to be aware of the food products that we select, the way we cook our foods once we get them, and be aware of balancing healthy food with an inviting menu. And to also remember that cooking is not a lonely adventure, that we need to understand that good cooking is a family adventure, and we need to include our children in the cooking adventure and in the planning. And as you pointed out earlier in the program, those young people who participated in family dining two or more times a week were less likely to be diagnosed with substance abuse. So I want to thank you so much for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that good health begins in the kitchen. And please contact Denise at the following:
wellnesspress.com. And I'd also like to encourage the listeners to look at the website eatrightpa.org. There's a public tab with a blog, all focused on consumers eating and family ideas. So it's a great resource.
Well, thank you, Denise Virko Adams, for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.